The Deer River School District sprawls over 5,400 square miles in northwestern Itasca County. Many of the 885 students come from poor or low-income families scattered across the district. About two-thirds of them qualify for the free and reduced-cost meal programs at school, an indication that many families in the district cannot afford high-quality preschool programs. The federally funded Leech Lake Head Start Schools and Ball Club and Inger help children in some of the poorest families in the district, and since 2006, the Deer River School District has been building its capacity to make quality preschool possible for more children and their families. 10 years ago, the district offered part-day classes 2 days a week. Now, six classrooms run full days, 4 days a week, serving 86 children from infants to five-year-olds. Deer River Superintendent Matt Gross says high-quality early childhood education is more important now than ever.
The children that we're seeing come through our doors are different. Our society is different, and we're seeing children with greater mental health needs. We're seeing kids with more linguistic or language gaps. And so for us, having that early childhood program that helps to remediate those gaps and create a common ground to put students in the same place when they start kindergarten is really, really important.
So what are some of the elements that make up a quality early childhood education experience?
It all and always comes back to a quality teacher. And that's a person that first and foremost loves the kids and is committed to meeting their needs above anything else. So it always starts with the quality teacher. And then it goes to quality programming. That's about understanding the developmental needs of a child, understanding what they're capable of learning, understanding that adjustments need to be made every single day, every single hour, every single minute based on what that kid might have experienced the night before or that morning or in their life up to that point. So it was adaptability. But a lot of it just understanding developmentally what's appropriate and figuring out ways to embed academic learning with play, with physical movement, with arts, all those things we know are important.
What shape is that? A square has four sides.
In this Invest Early classroom at King Elementary, 4 and 5-year-olds are working in small groups. Heather Bird is one of the lead teachers.
We are working on some targeted skill groups, just things that the kids need to work on, shapes, number naming, rhyming.
And I noticed the rhyming. What's going on there?
So they would pick a card, and it had a picture on it. They had to find the picture and then find a word that rhymed with it within the picture. So if they picked tree, then they could find the tree and then quick find a bee.
Teacher Jessica Bunker says rhyming and sounding the words help children develop pre-reading skills.
They can hear the sounds of the beginning of the words, hear the sounds at the end of the words, and really start to break out those syllables once they can rhyme. And it's really that first step to phonics and being able to sound out words and move them into reading.
Why is language so important?
Language really gives them the foundation to be able to interact with their peers, with the teachers, to answer questions, even things as simple as their name. But also, it takes them to a deeper level of some critical thinking skills. They're able to ask questions, answer questions.
What else goes on in a typical day?
Lots of hands-on learning, lots of free choice time where they have exploration in the room. They can choose an area to play at. We have science centers. We have lots of blocks and manipulatives that they can choose to play with. They're interacting with their peers. They're building foundations for future learning. We're able to support their learning if maybe it's counting, maybe they're working with some manipulatives, or even just building the fine motor skills as they put the manipulatives together, or as they interact with their peers, some social skills and sharing and talking about emotions and feelings. That free choice time is really a great time for us to be able to interact with them and build those skills.
We've learned that what we're doing matters a lot.
Deer River Superintendent Matt Gross.
And we have some significant data that show language, especially development, language acquisition, being incredibly affected by the work that's happening. And I think that there's a misperception that early childhood is just all play. And certainly that's important, and certainly that's a part of it. But when children are at this age, their brain is also developing like at no other time in their life. And so they have an incredible capacity for learning. And so there's this window of opportunity, really, that we can capitalize on. We've seen incredible amounts of growth in the child's ability to articulate sounds, to recognize words. So it's an amazing amount of data that's being gathered, and that data are showing some amazing results.
Matt Gross says a big reason the Invest Early program at Deer River is adding new classrooms and is poised to grow even more in the years ahead is the degree of support throughout the communities in the district.
Voters of the Deer River District generously approved a referendum in September of 2015 that is going to build 7 new classrooms onto King Elementary that will be used exclusively for early childhood, and we're looking at expanding that potentially to 9 if possible through some partnerships. And we're building that with the potential for there to even be more added on. The school board here, in addition to funds that are distributed to districts for early childhood, the school board here invests general fund dollars in early childhood as well because it believes that investing in early childhood is really important as well.
There are more than 30 Invest Early classrooms in Itasca County, serving about 484 children and their families. Many are not connected to an elementary school. Superintendent Matt Gross explains why Deer River decided to integrate the new classrooms into King Elementary.
High-quality preschool can happen in a variety of settings, and we have examples in the county where high quality is happening in private daycares and homes, it's happening in centers, and we feel it's happening in schools too. And the benefits that we've experienced in schools by having the preschool right embedded in the elementary building is that there's an ability to have better communication oftentimes between the school and the parents. The parents are coming to the school every day. They're connected to the school, communicating with the teacher or getting to know the principal, for example. They just become embedded into that school setting, which really helps later on to have the parent be familiar with the school. It also helps the kids be familiar with the school setting. So when they go to kindergarten, they understand how the lunchroom works, and they know where the bathrooms are, and they know who the people in the office are. They've been on the playground before, and so that reduces the number of transitions that kids have to go to. I think that reducing those transitions in areas where you can makes that experience less stressful for the kids and the parents. Having the program in the school also reinforces the philosophy that this really is a continuum of education that doesn't have starts and stops. This creates a continuum between pre-K and K, pre-K and K-12 really. So it's not a separate program. It's just part of what we do in education. And then I think it also helps to build community between the pre-K and the elementary staff, which enhances their ability to collaborate. They can do things together as teams. And I'm really looking forward to that in our building to see what happens during the school year with pre-K and K. They're going to be in a wing to see how those teachers collaborate.
Right now, the need and demand for quality early childhood education programs is far greater than the space, staffing, and resources that are available at Deer River, as well as other schools and Head Start. The Invest Early program at Deer River and other sites around Itasca County have had to develop criteria to identify children most in need. Again, Matt Gross.
When we're working to identify those kids that are going to receive priority, it's about where they're at developmentally, it's about where they're at academically, and we also look at risk factors they might have in their situation that might put them behind. We also look at economic standing and prioritize students from lower economic standing because research has proven that there are often language gaps there. Not always, but there tends to be more often than not language gaps there. So we try to identify those kids that might have the greatest potential need and serve those kids first.
Invest Early administrators like Matt Gross will evaluate the effectiveness of this program by tracking children here in Deer River and other schools in the county throughout their K-12 years and beyond. But the early success of the program is already attracting the attention of educators from school districts around Minnesota and other states as they look for ways to get children off to a good start that will make a difference for them the rest of their lives. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Scott Hall.